Water. Ministry of Water, Sanitation and Irrigation is focusing on strategic investments that will see attainment of universal water coverage by 2030. Water Cabinet Secretary, C.S. Eng. Eric Murathi Muga, Monday, observed that initiatives on water resources management, water harvesting and storage, water supply and infrastructure and sanitation facilities, are aimed at ensuring that the country attains 100% water access. Currently, Muga divulged that national access to water stands at 73%, while access to safely managed sanitation is at 33%, with basic sanitation at 93%. These figures highlight the need for further efforts to achieve universal access by 2030, in line with £6 and the constitutional right to water and sanitation for all Kenyans. Everyone has a role to play in this collective effort, remarked the CS. Muga, who was accompanied by the Principal Secretary for Water, Julius Kora, was speaking during the opening ceremony of the 13th Water Company's sports organizations, WASCO, games, being held in Moranga. The ministry's mandate is to ensure the sustainable management of water resources, provide universal access to water and sanitation, and enhance food security through expanding irrigation, he stated. The CS called for leveraging on technology in the water sector, so as to enhance efficiency in water production, distribution, and utility management. To promote technological advancements in the sector, the ministry is encouraging utilities to adopt smart water metering, which is instrumental in reducing non-revenue water. We urge all to embrace innovative solutions to address persistent challenges, including harnessing energy for wastewater treatment, producing fertilizer as an alternative revenue source, and promoting wastewater recycling and reuse. Muga explained. Additionally, the CS noted that integrating nature-based solutions, such as creating sponge areas and wetlands for treatment and aquifer recharge, can provide valuable benefits. He commended the organizers of WASCO Games for taking the initiative of tree planting during the 5-day event. This action is a significant step in climate change mitigation and adaptation and aligns perfectly with the ministry's mission of protecting, conserving, and restoring water catchments. He underscored, the ministry is making significant progress in developing a financing plan that leverages climate funding to support sustainable water management and ensure universal access to water and sanitation, the CS noted. The PS divulged that the state is losing 195 million cubic meters of non-revenue water every year. To reduce the usage of water supplied but not billed to customers, Kora said that the water supply infrastructure and designers need to sustainably manage the situation by upgrading and modernizing water infrastructure. Water companies in the country are losing 195 million cubic meters of water every year, which when translated to cash, means that we are losing shush 10.2 billion worth of water annually, Kora regretted. We need to sustainably manage this situation by engaging the designers and the water supply infrastructure to ensure that inbuilt mechanisms address non-revenue water management, Kora said. The PS urged Moranga Governor, Arungu Kangata, to champion the reduction of non-water revenue in Moranga County. He noted that as the challenge may be brought by infrastructure, governance can play a crucial role in discouraging usage of non-revenue water. Kangata in his sentiments observed that all wards have received shush 2 million for piping water in local homesteads under the Last Mile Connectivity Program. The governor stated the county government has also bought meters for water companies to reduce the cost that residents may incur in purchasing smart meters.